in the hereafter, in the akhirah, when the human being will be accounted for, his hisab will take place, and the most severe challenge, the most severe examination that will take place for that human being, the severe test, will be for those things that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, which we call the ni'mas, the gifts, the treasures, the rewards, the things that we have in this world. And Allah Ta'ala says that I have given you so many unlimited ni'mas in this world, in this universe, which we will need to account for in the hereafter. And the person who can account for every single ni'mah in the hereafter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. If that person succeeds. If that person succeeds. Now there are many ni'mas of Allah, unlimited. We cannot count them. We would lose count and they would continue, all of the ni'mas. But from all of the ni'mas of Allah, all of the treasures and all of the great things that Allah has given to us in this world, there'll be one such ni'mah that it will be very difficult for a human being to account for and to pay the dues for that great, great ni'mah that is given. And all the ni'mahs Allah has given to us, the most precious, the most valuable, the most important ni'mah, the most important treasure out of everything is this one, for which Allah Ta'ala will ask us the most severest of questions. And due to this ni'mah that Allah has given to us, the most important and precious ni'mahs of all, and we will regret most of all in the hereafter due to not fulfilling the rights of this ni'mah. We will regret, we will cry, we will be distressed and upset that how comes I wasted this ni'mah. I had this ni'mah and I wasted it. And that regret for the human being will be severe. It will be very upsetting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the appreciation of this ni'mah, the most precious of ni'mah. And no person in the world is at loss from this ni'mah. Allah has given this ni'mah to every person that is present, that lives. And that ni'mah, that treasure of Allah, is time. Waqt. Time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the human being, from maturity, from the age of baligh, maturity until death, the greatest and most precious ni'mah Allah has given to the human being is time. Waqt. Waqt, time is such a great ni'mah, such a great gift of Allah, such a great treasure of Allah, that a human being cannot contemplate and understand how important it is. All of the pious predecessors who have passed before us, all of the tabliq, the da'wah of the prophets, all of the points that have been mentioned in the Quran, Allah is reminding us time and time again regarding time and how we should appreciate time. All of the pious predecessors before us are agreed on this one fact, that do not waste time. There is no compensation for the loss that we incur in terms of misuse of time. We cannot compensate for that loss. 30 minutes ago, that time that passed will never come back. It's gone. It's gone in history and it's collected in the history for our hereafter, and it's very valuable indeed. But because we do not realize the importance of time, we don't appreciate time, we don't think about time, we don't think about the abuse of time we carry out. It's just like ice. If you take a block of ice, yeah, big block of ice, and it's severe heat falling around us, then with time, that ice, for example, the ice will remain as ice for a certain amount of time. From that, you can make a drink or water, or use it to chill a drink to make it cold. In whichever way you want, it will give benefit. But as you leave that ice over that time, because of the severe heat, that ice will melt. It will not wait for you. Okay, I'll give him 30 minutes and I'll stay frozen and I won't melt. It will continue to melt. And one time will come that ice that was valuable at that time, that could give you benefit, it will become water and it will flow into the drain. Into the drain. And life, in the same world has given to us, life is a great opportunity, very valuable asset. Every second's passing. Imagine the glass hour. Yes, the sand is trickling through. Either we waste the time and let the ice melt and let the water go into the drain, or we value the time, appreciate it, and every second becomes precious for us. Which way do we go? Now tell me, what a big loss we are incurring, that we are here all sat down, people of different ages, and people are listening, men and women. So just think for a little while about yourself. that tomorrow, when I will be presented in the court of Allah, tomorrow when? Death will come first, and the biggest regret after death in the grave, the biggest regret is, I wasted my time. Why did I let time pass by? Allah gave me such a precious, precious asset of time. Everything was based on this, so valuable. Allah says, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah has sworn by time in the Quran. Is such a great asset is time, but we don't understand. And a person, his success and failure is hinging on time. Every second can give us the heights of Jannah, and every second can, if we abuse it, throw us into the deepest ditch of Jahannam Hellfire, isn't it? Look, Ramadan came, 30 days came, such great moments. Is Ramadan with us now? Is that Ramadan with us now? Somebody passed Ramadan through sleeping, through music and singing and looking at dramas, and somebody wasted the fast in different ways. And tell me, will those fasts, will that month of Ramadan come back? The next month may come, the next year, but the one that's gone is gone, and whoever earned has earned, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. So, a person who understands and appreciates and emphasizes time, and it comes into his heart that time is important, that person is successful. That person is successful. Yes, because we have an opportunity. For example, if you give somebody a precious gem, or give somebody wealth, and that wealth, he starts to spend it in excess, gambling, alcohol, women, throwing it left, right and center, abusing it. Eventually that money will run out, isn't it? That money will run out. When that money will run out, when he then needs money after that, he'll ask for loans. Oh brother, give me a loan. Can you lend me some money? And when he was spending, he didn't realize that I'm spending and this is being wasted. But when that money is wasted and spent, then he becomes poor. Poverty. And he's got nothing, he's a waster, and he's asking people for money, he's becoming wretched and zaleel. Allah's given us such a great, great precious stone of time. We are rich at this moment, we are wealthy. Every man is wealthy with time. Allah says, you are all wealthy, you are all rich. Whoever utilizes time in the right way, correctly, then he has made for himself a great, great opportunity in the hereafter. His grave will be illuminated. Nothing is hard for a mu'min. For a believer, rather, a mu'min is so happy at the time of death. He says, oh, I'm so happy that I am now being detached from this world. I was trapped in this world. Just like a person sat in an examination hall, and he's in exam, in a test, and difficult questions come, and he's sweating, he's revised 6-7 months, he hasn't slept, and tension and stress. What question's going to come in the exam? Past papers. Will this question come? What will that question come? Will formula, should I memorize it? He doesn't eat for months. He's waiting when the exam finishes. After exams, I'll sleep so many hours and I'll go on holiday. So when a person's in a test, he's in a bad state. We're in such a bad state at this moment in time that even a person who's in jail at this moment in time is not in a bad state. There are mu'mins in the world. Mu'mins like this. And when a person who wants to stay happy in this world, then he's relaxed. He doesn't care, but he's destroyed. The person who's a student before the examination, who wants to enjoy playing football, cricket, enjoying life, wasting time, not revising, that's not enjoyment, because eventually, after a few months, 3-4 months, when people be laughing at him, or people be smiling when they've passed and got good grades, and he'll be turning his face in the corner crying, oh, if the exam was to come back again. But the other students, they will have gone into the subsequent years, and he'll be sat down crying, regretting, if only I didn't waste my time. I wasted my time, but this is our hal today. That this valuable life opportunity, how we are wasting it today. And shaitan, he has injected thoughts into our mind to waste time. Untold thoughts, just like the opportunities are coming to us, and new tactics of shaitan are being published and released to the world. That look, when you were younger, mashallah, you people are older today, who are living an old life, what methods did we utilize to waste time? But today, look at our children, the young generation, how they are wasting time with such tools, and then tomorrow they will cry when their younger generation wakes up and grows up, that how they're wasting time. So the tactics of shaitan. So this isn't the case that just we pray Salah 5 times a day and I've grabbed hold of time and I'm using time correctly. No, with every breath we need to utilize time correctly. Every breath is precious. Every breath is a timeless opportunity. Every breath that is exhaled, it reminds us. When we inhale, then we exhale, then that breath reminds us that you need to use me because I'm going, I'm leaving you. Every day reminds us that I'm going, I'm leaving you. And we've spent the time either correctly or incorrectly. So this, my brothers, what it's obvious, isn't it, what we're discussing, but how we waste the seconds and the minutes and the hours and the days. We waste them. Now, Obviously, there are many ways of wasting time. Let's hear this now. We should know, isn't it? What is in opposition to us? What is opposed to us? To waste time, there are many methods, tools, and techniques. There are some techniques, but it's not doing anything. Okay. The pious preacher said that if, for example, if you're not able to do something good, then at least don't do something bad. Now, there are thousands of ways. For example, you could pass time productively. But the worst way to spend time, I'll tell you now, is, may Allah forgive, that we waste time by sinning or doing wrong. There are many ways of wasting time, but at least not, let's not waste time by doing bad actions. The worst technique to waste time is that the time that Allah Ta'ala has given to us as a gift, as a ni'mah, if that time we utilize by committing sins. This is the dirtiest, most smelliest, you can say, and the worst way to spend time. In that way, you're wasting time. And on that top of that, number two, you are displeasing Allah and you're earning Jahannam. So we're doing three things in one time. You're sinning, you're displeasing Allah, and you're earning Hellfire. You're wasting time. And on top of that, you're backbiting, you're speaking and you're backbiting. You're lying. One is you're wasting time without any reason. You're wasting time by talking useless chat. And on top of that, you backbite and you lie. Wasteful talk, you swear at people. So on top of that, you're multiplying the waste of time by many times over. One example is, you're sat on your own in darkness and there's no one watching, and you start to do actions that are sinful, disobedient to Allah. So you're not just wasting time, but alongside time passing, you are earning the certificate of hellfire due to Allah's displeasure. So this is the dirtiest way to waste time. May Allah Ta'ala save us from this. All of us. May Allah save all of us from this. When we are about to sin and do wrong, and the intention, the attraction of sin takes us to the wrong side, then we should think, I'm wasting time and I'm doing wrong actions. Rather, this, I should have utilized my time productively. I'm not just utilizing my time productively. On top of that, I'm sinning. I'm misusing time and I'm sinning at the same time. So this life that we are living, the definition, the objective of life is to use it in the correct way. So to allow thoughts of sins to come into our mind, to waste time, and then to allow sins to come into our mind, this is wrong. But then to turn the situation around, to flip it around, to allow good thoughts to come into our minds and hearts, this is tazkiyah. Tazkiyah is not a mountain in front of us, which is impossible. Tazkiyah makes us think that, look, I'm a human being, Allah has created me, Allah's given me time in this world, I need to use it correctly. And if you start to think like this, then the fikr has come into your mind that most definitely I need to be doing good. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are two types of techniques in which we can pass the time. How do we make our time precious? Shall I do tasbih, for example? Look, we don't have enough time. There's a big topic. We can discuss this for many hours. Many points are coming to my mind. But to make it concise now, we've understood what I've said up till now, isn't it? You've understood what I'm saying? This is the message of today, the subject from Allah that I'm distributing to you, sharing with you, discussing with you. My brothers, think about this deeply. And think about this properly, that our life is passing, the decades are passing, our age is increasing, and how much time we've wasted in our lives. So much time we've wasted. We're sat down, we're talking, guests have come, we're discussing with the guest. Okay, maybe you've come to the masjid and you read Quran. See, now the time that you spend, 30 minutes reading Quran. So in 24 hours, Allah's given us 24 hours, and many half hours. In that 24 hours, what have we done? We'll have to give the hisab for this. Isn't it? Either I will go into the ditch of Jahannam or I'll get the rewards of paradise. So we shouldn't allow a second to pass. If me and you, we are trustees of our time, we have the trust of time, and we are trustees of that time, then we shouldn't waste those seconds. Just like if you've been given the trust of wealth or money or some funds, then you as the trustees or me shouldn't waste those funds. So when I am sinning, then I'm wasting time and I'm spending time in the worst way. And Allah will say, this man has come to me, sending him into the ditch of Jahannam because he has wasted my time and the wealth of time. So now in the world, we have business, money, children, we have to earn, business, work, employment, and then we have huquq upon us, the rights upon us. These all jais, permissible. Now, to live our lives and fulfill the rights, is this wasting time? No. Yes, but if we utilize or if we fulfill those rights incorrectly, then we're wasting time. And what gets in? For example, if we take all of employment to earn, to provide for the family, that's good, that's correct. But even in this, we're wasting time. Remember this, we are wasting time even in this occupation. At that time when, for example, you're working, you've got employment, you've got business, Allah's ordered us that you need to work and earn. But if during work and employment and business, if we are not implementing those actions according to the sunnah of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then those actions will also go to waste. So to protect our work, employment, business, to protect those actions, Allah has said that every action in the life that you implement, if you implement your actions and conduct in the world according to the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, then that won't be wasting time, rather you will get reward. How many people think about this today in the world? Oh, I've got an occupation, I've got a career. We say this so easily. Oh, I'm earning for my children, I'm doing this work, it's jais, it's permissible for me, and we'll recite hadith, that's fine. But the condition that Allah's laid down, Allah's laid the goal that are you carrying out this action according to the sunnah? Allah says whatever action you implement in the world, then it should be carried out according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every action that you do in the world should start, the middle and the end should be the sunnah. For example, when I wear shoes, when I put my shoes on, that even this will be included, Allah will ask me that this action that you did in the world, when it comes to the time of putting shoes on, how many minutes did it take? 1 minute? 2 minutes? No, seconds. But even this is included in the span of my life. For example, I've got £1,000 and I take 5 pence out of my £1,000, then that 5 pence is from within that money I've been apportioned. In the same way, the time I'm allotted to put my shoes on, those seconds are within my lifespan. So I've got to utilize that time correctly. So when I put the shoes on, I've got to do it correctly. When I put my clothes on, then at the time of wearing the clothes, I've got some seconds it will take me to wear my clothes. Either I waste that time or I utilize it correctly. So even the time I spend in putting my clothes on, Allah says you have to spend that time correctly. And in the Quran, Allah said, Atullah says that when you obey Allah and His Rasul, that faqad ata Allah, that you will be implementing the lifestyle of the Prophet ﷺ, but it will be counted the same as if you are obeying Allah. So a mu'min doesn't have even those seconds to waste. Allah says, I've prepared for you to spend your seconds correctly. Allah, may we give everything for the Holy Prophet ﷺ. What a great opportunity. Like the Prophet ﷺ was rahmatul lil alameen. Why? Because Allah's Nabi ﷺ, whenever he did any action, for example, he put his shoes on, slippers on, or when he went to sleep, or when he went to the toilet to relieve himself, any action that the Prophet ﷺ did, alongside that he said a dua, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So what's the logic behind this now? What's the logic here? Subhanallah. That when, for example, you're doing an action, putting on shoes, you recite the dua. Okay, don't know it in Arabic, read it in Urdu. If you don't know it in Urdu, do it in English. If you don't know it in English, do it in Pashto, Sindhi, Saraiki, Gujarati, or any other language. Thousands of languages. In any language you recite the dua, Allah says, I know every language in the world. I know all the languages, Allah says. So we should, Allah obviously knows. So when you recite dua alongside any action, this confirms your action of dua, that the amal you're doing, Allah has accepted it. This confirms that. When you do the dua. Why? Because this protection that your Habib recited this dua, so you recite the dua. So tell me, when you do wudu, when you rinse your mouth, are you wasting time? No. You are wasting time if you don't correctly. When you put water in your mouth, are you spending time? Your seconds are passing. When you wash your feet, seconds are being spent and time is passing. The Prophet ﷺ said there are two ways. Either you do wudu, wash your hands and face according to your desires, that's wasting time. But if you do wudu or wash your hands and face according to my tariqah method, that will become ibadah worship for you and you won't be wasting your time. Subhanallah. You understand what I'm saying or you don't understand what I'm saying? So here, what do we understand? We have realized here is that any action that is implemented in our lives from birth to death, for example, a person, I was just walking on the way, and because this was the point in my mind for today, and I saw a youngster had come out of the house, and he pressed the button on the remote and opened the door, sat in the car, took the phone out and started the car, and he said, Subhanallah. This subject, I was just thinking, ma'am, and here, if I was in his place, what would happen? So how many actions he wasted? He opened the door, didn't care that how should I open the door, he's wasting his time. He sat in the car and he wasted time, started the car, wasted time. How much time he wasted. Those same actions, if he'd done with the Fadl Wala, opened the door, said Bismillah, Subhanallah. Sat in the seat, Alhamdulillah, Sunnah Tariqah. No big issue. No big task. How much time would have become precious for him? Those same seconds would have become his assistance in thereafter. This is the life of a mu'min. If we live our lives cautiously thinking, no, we don't have to stand on the prayer mat every second. This is not a life that the Prophet ﷺ gave to us. That if all our life is given, you have to become a father, son, grandfather, grandson, run a business, tajir, businessman, and you have to become a maulana, scholar, you have to become everything. But alongside being everything in the world, the Prophet ﷺ said, you might be wasting your time, or you may be fulfilling your time correctly. So from today we need to attempt, strive, that every action we implement, we will implement the action according to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And memorize those du'as, keep them in your mind. When you come, put your shoes on, you're gone, you wasted your time. Waste of time. So tell me in life now, how many times we would have put our shoes on in life since we've been born and become baligh and mature? We all have footwear. So many times putting the shoes on, footwear on, trainers on, sandals on, slippers on. How many hours and years of life in putting our shoes on we must have wasted. But at those times, if we put the shoes on according to the sunnah and recite the dua alongside that, then this will become ibadah, won't it? Yes. So this thought process to create this, this is the definition of a Sufi. Yes, the Wali Allah, he's not worried about time in the world, he's worried about the hereafter. I don't want to waste any second of this world, because tomorrow I have to account for my time in the hereafter. And not just account for the time, rather we need to earn Jannah from Allah. We need to rightfully claim Jannah in the hereafter. We need to please Allah. We need to please Allah. So one tariqah is this, isn't it, my friends? That in every action we commit in the world, we do it according to the sunnah. And there's another tariqah Allah has given to us, alhamdulillah. Another tariqah of using time correctly. What is that? That when a man or woman doesn't do any action, is just sitting. For example, I go to my bed and I've slept, and I'm used to sleeping 12 hours. I've laid down, I'm sleeping 12 hours, and I'm not working, doing any actions. What do I do then? How do I earn rewards for that time that's passed? Allah has given us a very valuable thing. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, do my dhikr kathira, regularly, steadfast in quantity, and you won't be wasting your time. SubhanAllah, tell me. Is there anything that can match this now? So what a great learning education. Is this a drama? Is this a drama? Allah Ta'ala has given us dhikr. So are we not wasting the time when we go to sleep? So take all of two actions. Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and dhikr Allah in our lives, and the whole life will become precious, priceless. And is there anyone who's foolish enough to be scared of death then? Be scared of the grave? We are so afraid and fearful. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the du'as that create a desire to meet your Lord. Create a desire. Do du'as. Allah, I'd like to meet you quickly. Allah, allow me to do your didar. Qabr, the grave should be a place of rest for us. Peace and contentment and lying in wait to see Allah. Let me tell you a ajeeb point about the qabr, the grave. That when such good people who utilize their lives correctly go to the grave, as a Mujaddad al-Thani, rahmatullahi, I remember a statement of his, what a great sheikh, great man, rahmatullahi, he had vision, kashf, he said the grave is a beautiful place of rest for the mu'min. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. What tashri commentary, he narrated it, that the qabr, the grave, when a mu'min and mu'min, a pious Muslim, is lowered into the grave, like you, mashallah, good brothers, a person who's not wasted his time, then the mu'min, when he's lowered into the grave, then the grave is like a mirror. You know, the aqs, the reflection. So the grave will become like a reflection for that mu'min. And from the heavens, all of the items of paradise will reflect on that mirror and come into the grave. So all of the reflections and the items that are reflected from paradise will come into the grave. For example, you put the mirror in front of the sun or light, and the reflection of the light comes to that person. So just the same way the grave, when a mu'min is lowered into the grave, then all of the items of Jannah are reflected into the grave. Then which foolish person of this world would say, oh, I had a house in Bolton. Oh, I left my car in the world. Will anyone be foolish enough to remember? He'll say, forget that car. That's a waste of time. What a dirty life I wasted in the world. Now I'm enjoying life in the grave. So will he not want to have death come quick? Will he be happy? But people like us at the time of death, oh, the flash of the life will pass by eyes. We'll regret if we count our time seconds. Most definitely, only 5 minutes will filter through where we utilize the time correctly in our lives. The rest will be a waste. Don't take what I'm saying badly. Rather, the whole, not even 5 minutes will filter through that we utilize correctly. And these ibadat that we're doing, may Allah Ta'ala accept, but these will become minus in the hereafter because we wasted these ibadat. Yes, isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? Isn't this the case? So what's valuable? That Allah has given us time. We need to control the time. Grab hold of it. Don't waste time. How do we grab hold of time and don't waste it? By two things. Two strategies. What strategy? Number one, every second of your life, every action implemented, every action, you put on clothes, attire, subhanAllah. you put on qamiz in the sunnah way. Yes. So see, how did Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wear his qameez? First he put his right arm in, then the left arm, then he put the qameez over his body, and it will become a habit for you. Then what was the dua for putting on the qameez? Subhanallah. You can learn the duas, learn them, masnoon duas, and recite the dua during wearing the clothes. And by reciting that dua, many rewards of many shaheed over, you will get the rewards. Every action of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, when you recite the dua, the rewards will get. After that, we cannot imagine, but we belittle this action. This action, suddenly Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of paradise. Why? Because you've achieved your objective, oh man. You've achieved your objective. Why? Because you followed my orders, and according to the practice of my Habib, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, you imitated him, for you is Jannah. End of story. But we don't want to do this. We want to talk rubbish, nonsense, stupid opinions, our opinions of how to live life, wear our own libas the way we want to wear. When we wear a libas in the right way, the shoes in the right way, the clothes in the right way, that's good. And as long as they stay on our body, they will do the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. This is the great magnitude of the world. Should we do this, my friends, or not? Yes, from today, let's become alert. Alert, awake. Don't sleep anymore. No, I wasted my time. That the actions I did, opposition to the Sunnah of Rasulullah, I wasted my time. And those moments where I had nothing to do and I didn't do dhikr of Allah, I wasted my time. So make a habit to do dhikr and kathira, high quantity, which is qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. I'm speaking about qalbi dhikr, not dhikr from the mouth, from the tongue. Qalbi dhikr. You have to learn this in the shade, in the company of the Wali Allah, by lifting his shoes, serving him, spending time in his service. And then your heart will become alive, jari. So when you go to sleep, the person whose heart is alive, alhamdulillah, he will focus on his heart. You have to work hard for this. You have to work hard to get this status. Remember this. Not only those students are successful who have the right intention, they have the right aqidah with the shaykh, the right belief, and they listen to the shaykh and they implement the instructions of the shaykh, and they follow the instruction and advices of the shaykh, and what the shaykh tells him to refrain from, the student refrains from. What the shaykh tells him to do, he does. He has the total amal. His aqidah is correct. His belief in the shaykh is correct. The trust in the shaykh is correct. He works hard. That student's heart becomes alive. Not every man or woman. Yes, that for example, you're taught dhikr and my heart has become alive. Your heart doesn't become jari like this. You have to make effort, work hard. So the person whose qalb becomes jari, in this day and age, thousands from thousands, you find one student whose heart is alive. Let me tell you this. Not every person's heart is alive. Only that person's heart is alive who follows the orders, instructions, advices, and the tariqas and the methods of his shaykh. Totally mukammil what the shaykh has instructed. Yes, and he is, you could say, a reflection of his shaykh's actions. That person's heart is alive. Everyone becomes baya, learns dhikr. But it's not necessary every man and woman, brother and sister's heart is alive. This is the one sign. So a person whose heart is alive, jari, subhanallah, then his hal is such, he hasn't even gone to his bed and he hasn't even started doing dhikr and he's getting the reward. And until morning, he remains the dhakir. That individual who I've just praised. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to be included in those people, that our hard work doesn't go to waste. That Allah Ta'ala, when he delivers us to the company of a shaykh, our aqidah should be correct, our adab manner should be correct, our working heart should be correct, our effort should be correct. We should prove to be good students, because this is all for the fikr of the hereafter. Either we can make an action a waste of time and nonsense as a game, or we can do it seriously. It's in our hands. Piri Muridi, Sheikh and student, it can be a tradition, culture, innovation. Oh, this is my Sheikh, I'm his Murid, and you can play games and do wrong. But the reality of this relationship between a Sheikh and a student, this is about preparation for the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.